You're listening to healthradio.fm. I'm your host, Tammy Lee McNabb. I'm here with Erin Ashley. You can't see her, but I can. And you'll get pictures and stuff on Twitter and on our Facebook pages. You're in amazing shape. You rep a number of companies. Tell us what you do.
I'm an account manager for a supplement company, and I have 140 stores I deal with. I'm also a national physique athlete. I'm also a SD pharmaceutical athlete and a mother as well.
Best in pharmaceutical athlete? What is...
SD Pharmaceuticals.
Okay, so explain that more.
So SD Pharmaceuticals is a line that I believe in and I use day to day. So we have different fat loss products, hormonal support products, muscle building products. So I'm the athlete for them and the ambassador.
Now, is it just an athletic supplement, or do you think that it's, can mothers use it? Who uses those supplements?
I believe anybody can use those supplements. One of our biggest sales supplements for fat loss would be the Garcinia Gambogia, which is very popular right now. Then you have Dendrobium, which helps with energy, focus, and clarity. So all those moms out there feeling a little unfocused and a little unclear, it's a great product for them to take. Rhodiola helps support your adrenal systems, which will help with stress and cortisol. So that's another product we have. So really,
let's talk about adrenal support. That's a big one, especially I think for women who don't realize that you can actually not just fatigue your adrenal, but burn it right out. Talk more about that.
Definitely, and especially with the fat burners and caffeine and stress levels that we have today, especially being moms and trying to balance everything, your adrenals take a toll. So having something like rhodiola that will help support your adrenal system so then you don't tap those out. So a lot of the time when you find you're having a difficulty losing weight, or let's say your sex drive is down, or it's actually going to help with those things.
What is the purpose of the adrenals in the body?
The adrenals of the body helps release cortisol, which is stress levels. So the more stressed you are, the more your body will release cortisol. So you want to make sure you have something that supports that.
Tell us about other products that are good for women. So you talk about weight loss, you talk about supporting your body during stress. What other products do you offer?
I'm very big into probiotics. I take a probiotic every single day, one from Progressive called HCP70. You can open it up. It's not enterocoated, so you can actually gargle with it if you have a sore throat, or you can actually insert it as well if you have a UTI. I'm also big into fish oils. I take a fish oil supplement every day, Omega Essentials, 1,000 EPA to 550 DHA, so it has a really high EPA balance, which helps with heart, joint, hair, nails, and then also a greens product. I take veggie greens. It has 60 different land and sea vegetables in it. It's formulated by Dr. Michael Adams, who's a naturopathic doctor, and that also helps keep you more alkaline, because the more alkaline you are, the more also your body's in a state of health.
I think a lot of people don't know what it means to be in a state of good alkaline. Explain acidic body versus alkaline and what the consequences of that are.
Well, cancer tends to thrive in an acidic environment, and that's a known fact. So you want to be more alkaline, and more alkalinity would come from fruits and vegetables. However, our crops and our soils are overprocessed. We tend to put the exact same crops into the soil. So our nutrient level has dropped dramatically over the past 10 to 20 years. So we're not getting the same nutritional value we would out of our vegetables as we did, say, 25, 30 years ago. So supplementing with something with a greens product is going to create more alkalinity in your system, which means your body will be in a state of health. We also get acidity from stress, smoke, pollution, the plastics we use, all of that stuff. So more alkaline, your body will respond better, whether it be weight loss, whether it be not having an unhealthy, cancer-ridden body, I guess, really. So,
do you test your pH level?
I don't. I know you can. There are pH strips, and you can test them. I have not tested mine, but I do drink veggie greens twice a day. So,
you're probably totally fine. My kids actually like peeing on those strips and ask for help, and I'm like, no, if you want to use it, you're on your own. I'm at the distance, but I'm big on being pH balanced as well. Talking about greens, what are some of the interesting greens that are available now?
Jeez, I mean, I'm big into kale. Actually, next to me at the booth, they're selling kale chips, which I have been munching on all day long. So kale, really big into those. Really big into broccoli. Spinach, green beans. I mean, I think anything. I mean, you've got also your spirulina, your alfalfa, all those great things. And those are part of actually what's in veggie greens as well. So you're getting a full dose in those.
And clearly you exercise. How important is exercise in your diet? I mean, a lot of women are busy. They don't look at exercise as being part of their program. How important do you think it is to incorporate it into your daily routine?
I think it's important to do at least 30 minutes. And one of the things I stress, I think a lot of women, they don't have time because they don't put themselves first. And I think that's number one, is you need to put yourself first, because if you don't, nobody else will. Being your best in this journey of life and being the best woman you can be and the best example for your children, that really also that also shows in how you treat yourself. And so you need to put yourself first, giving yourself that time. If you don't like the gym, if you hate the gym, then don't join a gym. There's so many adult extracurricular activities you can do, whether it be dance or baseball or curling or skating. Find something you love and you're passionate about, because then you'll do it. Just like move your body.
You're a new mom, I've been told. Your child is a couple years old. How old?
She's six.
She's six, so you're not that new of a mom. I thought like you just bounced back into that body shape in like a year or so. Let's talk about having children. I'm a mother as well. What are some of the things you do as a mother in taking care of your child and his or her diet?
Her diet. Well, Michaela, she loves her greens. And actually, she is... I've never put on her antibiotics. I've been blessed that I have not had to. When she has a cold, she has her oil of oregano with her glass of milk. She shoots it down. She takes her vitamin C. She takes her probiotics as well. And in her day-to-day diet, I don't want to restrict her and say she can't have things. So she does get a lot of these wonderful little goodies. But what I notice is if I give it to her, then she won't eat them all. I don't restrict her in that. I'm not like, you can't have it. There's no, you can't have. So
I'm big on that as well. You know, in my family, I make these crazy shakes. I think it was a pina colada shake, and my daughter was like, if it's pina colada, why is it green? And I'm like, well, you know. So I make them. I think that if you expose children at a young age to certain things, they just grow up knowing that they should do it, because kids are smart overall. What are some of the new things that are happening in the industry right now that you'll see happening in the next year or so?
I've noticed there's a lot more emphasis on even kids' health. Like, we have a new probiotic line we just launched for kids. I think that's really uber important. I think people are really leaning now into more vegan-based proteins. You see a lot of that coming up. We have another new product, a whey product that actually is kind of an all-in-one with 100% of your multivitamins in there. You've got berries in there. You've got everything in there. So what we're really addressing, too, is I think we realize people are on the go, so they need to have something they can have easy and efficient to take with them. So I think that's something we've noticed. A lot more emphasis, too, on women's health. I've noticed that's been something that has really...
It's about time. If people want to know more about you and the products you represent, where can they find you?
We have the website, sdpharmaceuticals.com. They can find me there. I have a blog, fitarin at blogspot.com. Then my Facebook page is Erin Bella Ashley. And then, of course, Twitter, which is Erin Ashley, at Erin Ashley.
Erin, thanks for being on healthradio.fm. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate that.